Back here on the infield at Drake Stadium for KNIA, KRLS Sports with the 2024 State Track and Field Meet. And we're with the 7th place finishing PCM Sprint Medley Relay team, starting off with the lead leg, Evan Jones. You guys came in qualified 16th, ended up taking 7th. What's that mean to you to improve that many spots on your finish?
I mean, coming into a meet, you always want to improve. I mean, the 4x1 and the 4x2, we've been able to improve both of those this week, getting third in the 4x2 and then running the 4x1 in the finals later on tonight. But being able to come in with the sprint med, going into the state qualifying meet, we really didn't know what to expect with this group because we really haven't ran it all that much. But after running at districts, we felt really confident. And then in warm-ups today, we had the motivation. We knew we could do it, and we just did it.
Absolutely. Jacob, same question. Jacob Wendt, I should say that is. Same question. What's it mean to you to improve that many or improve 9 spots in the finish here from where you guys were qualified?
I think it's really crazy. Like, coming into this, like, all you can, like, ask of yourself is to PR, like, get better. Like, there's going to be some crazy fast times. Like, the best we could do is run fast, and that's what we did. Improving by, 9 spots? Like, that's really good. I mean, before this, like, when we were warming up, I could tell everyone was locked in and just ready to run. So, yeah.
Gabe Hobbs, our third leg on the sprint med. What does it mean to you to improve by 9 spots on the finish from where you guys entered the day qualified?
That means a lot because this is a new group, like Evan said, and those top 8 teams already probably thought they had a cakewalk to take them a medal, but it's nice to take that from them and beat our own PR and prove everybody wrong.
And before we ask our anchor leg here, Riley Graber, about what it means to him, we got to check in on him because he gets spiked there at the end. You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. Just got spiked by the Grundy kid just as we crossed the finish line. But, yeah, I mean, it means a lot. To me, it's my first medal. It means a lot to these guys, too. And just about going out, even though we're lane 8, we're the last seed in our heat, just going out and kind of having a big-time mindset and going out there just believing that you can win. And then it's just about running fast.
Always about running fast. Guys, before we let you go, too, day's not over for you yet, each with an event left. What's it going to take to recover here on what's been a warm start to the day on Saturday, making sure that you're ready to go for the races later on today?
I think the biggest thing is really going to be hydration. Like you said, it's really hot out here today, and hydration is going to be key going into the field house right after we get done here with this interview and getting a good cool down. And then getting another really good stretch before the next event, staying with that motivation, staying with that mindset that we can do anything. And, yeah, we'll just see if we can't do it again.
Jacob, same question. What's it going to take to, you know, get relaxed, get ready to go for later on today?
Just really staying focused, taking care of our bodies, try to stay out of the sun as best we can, get good food, good hydration in our bodies, and, yeah, just stay locked in, stay focused. Like, job's not done.
Same question, Gabe. What's it going to take to go get recovered up and ready to go for later today?
Stay hydrated, stay out of the sun, kind of relax, maybe take a little nap, hit up Jimmy John's later for get some good food, and then get ready and get locked in.
I like that plan. Thanks for joining us today, and congratulations on a 7th place finish here in the sprint medley.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was the PCM boys sprint medley relay who finished 7th place overall. More from Drake Stadium coming up later on here on the infield. This is Tyler Crabb for KNIA, KRLS Sports at the 2024 State Track and Field Meet.